I was a trained civil engineer until I retired, and what I did was construction management. I had a small company. Been several things mentioned here that just aren't true. Any of the stimulus money that came into the state for construction projects may not have gone to a union member, but the federal government requires that you pay in accordance with the Bacon-Davis Act. The Bacon-Davis Act says you will pay the highest prevailing rate in the area of the project. So just because union workers weren't paid that rate, non-union workers were paid that rate. When we talk about the transmission lines not being buried, because that's not practical, that's not the reason. I've worked on many projects. I've worked on sanitary sewer treatment projects. The last project I worked on was a power plant, generate electricity by burning natural gas mixed with methane from a sewage treatment plant. That was tied into the grid, produced a lot of electricity. Because it was in a community that didn't want to look at the towers, the company who proposed the project put it all underground. That cable does not care if it's hanging in the air, under the water, put in a pipe, put in concrete, it doesn't matter. That cable knows nothing about where it is, and there is no detrimental place to install that cable with regard to the transmission of power. I moved to New Hampshire full-time approximately 8 years ago. I bought the property that I live on in 1974. The view tax in 1 year increased my taxes by $2,000 because somebody discovered that I have a little piece of Mount Washington on the left and I look over at the White Mountains on the right-hand side. I also have a transmission line that runs across the back, not on my property, but through a wildlife preserve known as Cherry Bog by the airport in Whitefield. When those poles to support the existing low power through the area were installed, they were installed so they did not exceed the height of the natural trees growing in the area, so you don't see it. I will guarantee you that if this plan goes through and I have to look at 135-foot towers, I am going to get a severe reduction in my so-called view tax that was imposed. And the same thing is going to happen with everybody else affected by this. And because there's so much money involved in this, the taxpayers, in case you haven't noticed, about 4 years ago, the government started poking the bear. And 2 years ago, we woke up. We the people have made a major change in politics in Washington, D.C. and in this state. And we're hoping it's for the better. We do not want this project hung in the air so that everybody in the state can see it and that it's going to destroy the tourism. It's going to destroy the character of the state. I live in outside of the town, 4.5 miles outside of town. Since I have moved here, I have never locked my cars. The keys are in the ignitions. I don't even know where the keys are to my house doors. All right? I have a really wonderful life in New Hampshire. And what's going on now, and all of the spin, would do Mr. Bernays a lot of harm. Mr. Bernays was the first person who became a public relations man. He was the first person that wrote a book on it. And if you ever get a chance, you should read that book. It was written in 1921. All right? If you tell people the same lie over and over again, and you tell it to them long enough, they're going to believe it. And that's what's going on here. These 1,200 jobs that are going to be created, we need highly skilled people to work on this project. This isn't for the guy who did the wiring in my house. It's not going to help him any. And those jobs don't stay through the whole state for 3 years. They're going to start out up north or down south, wherever they're going to build this thing, and those jobs are going to migrate. And it's going to be 300 people here and 300 people there and 300 people over there. And those jobs are temporary. When they're done, you don't need those highly skilled people anymore. They're done. And you wind up being unemployed again. 90% of the project, of the people that work on that project, are going to come from out of state. They're not going to be New Hampshire natives. So we're the ones going to have to sacrifice with this huge scar on our landscape so that somebody else can have power. Let that somebody else build their own plant. Why do we have to look at it? We get no benefit from it. No benefit from it. The money that the school board talks about getting, first of all, it's ludicrous. Has anybody looked at the school budget lately? Do you mean it really costs that much money to teach somebody how to read and write? The problem is not money for the school system. That's not the problem with the school system. We can't let these people do what they want to do, come in and rape this land. Okay? We can't do it. The best minds try to come up with things to help us with the environment. One of the things that they came up with was fluorescent bulbs. Okay? If you drop a fluorescent bulb, you release mercury. I mean, you virtually need a hazardous sticker to stick on your vehicle when you take these to the dump. All right? And in the beginning, they were just throwing them in the trash. They get buried in a landfill someplace. That's mercury. Okay? It's one of the deadliest substances there is to everything that lives. All right? Now you have to pay to dispose of these bulbs. And the best part about it is, the bulbs are made in China. They're not even made in this country.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. We can get back to Northern Pass.
I am. I'm talking about Northern Pass. I'm talking about the people who design these things. Okay, I'm going
to
make it very short. This project is not in the best interest of the people of this state, particularly the people north of the Notches, where I live. Thank you.